Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And how is everybody?
Good.
Fine, okay. I'm kind of okay with my voice. Anyway, we're going to do Lesson 8 today. Lesson 8 is, again, more culture questions. This has a lot of questions about, well, gardens and things like that. So what we're going to do is do most of the gardening questions and then probably have a break. And then the questions about pottery are actually, you know, they're well, relatively easy questions, but the answers also are not very long. So for that reason, I probably have other questions that, you know, I'll ask you separately. And as we go, I'll ask you other questions, too, that are, you know, kind of related, but not the same question here. So anyway, the first question or first challenge then is to tell me about Japanese gardens. And I have other questions. Maybe some of you will add information I will ask about later. Okay? But anyway, I'll just like to hear a few of you tell me about Japanese gardens. Okay? So if you want to begin.
Japanese garden represent natural landscapes. And styles of gardens have changed over the time. In a Roman period, rock gardens consisting of only rocks and the sand developed in Zen Buddhism. And the rocks represent mountains and the sand represents water. And then in the Azuchi Momoyama period, when the tea ceremony was perfected, many refined tea house gardens were built in the small space. And later, feudal lords built relatively huge landscape gardens within their houses, and it has a large pond and several paths. And the famous example of rock garden is the one in Gyoanji Temple in Kyoto, and there are hundreds of landscape gardens throughout Japan, and one of the most beautiful landscape garden is Candlegrain Garden in Ishikawa Prefecture.
Good. Okay. Good. I thought you're gonna say everything. I don't have any questions to ask. Good. You mentioned Kendokuen. When is commonly regarded as the best season to visit there?
I think every season, each season has its own attraction.
Each season has its own
attraction. In Kendokuen, but I think the fall. Autumn is the best time to visit Kendokuen because leaves of trees in Kendokuen turns beautifully in red and brown and yellow.
Okay.
And so beautiful.
Okay, fall. Does anybody have another opinion?
Winter.
Yeah, winter, I thought, is kind of like traditional because of the snow. The snow on the pine trees and the stone lanterns. Toto? Yeah, the stone lanterns there with the snow are supposed to be very typical kind of Kendokuen scenery. But I'm sure, like you said, all these gardens, any time of year is good. So, good.
Actually, I wanted to ask, the winter is best season, but maybe...
Oh, okay. I think, as I said, I think as a rule, people consider Kendokuen in the winter. As the best viewing season, although it's cold. Good. Okay. How about your answer? What do you have for about? What can you tell me about Japanese gardens?
The Japanese garden is designed to be a faithful representation of nature and to impart a sense of simple and spoiled beauty. Its style, therefore, contrasts with that of Western gardens.
Western gardens?
Gardens. Relies on shaping nature into a kind of geometrical beauty. There are three main styles of Japanese garden: Tsukiniwa, Karesansui, and Chaniwa. Three most famous Japanese gardens are Kōrakuen in Okayama, Kendokuen in Ishikawa, and Kairakuen in Ibaraki Prefecture.
Okay, good. Could you mention that? You said something about the geometry?
Western gardens.
Okay, that?
Western gardens which relies on shaping nature into a kind of geometrical beauty.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, I think you missed the which or the that, which I was listening. I think you need to say which, that, what, forms? Okay, since it's in the book there,
yeah.
Memorize that. It's a good answer. Kaidakuen, then, is it, where is Kaidakuen?
Kaidakuen is in Edo, Ibaraki Prefecture.
Right, and when is, like, the viewing time, the most spectacular viewing time you could go there?
Plum flowers are in full bloom. Maybe the best season to visit Kaidakuen.
Right. Do you know when it is there an official season, official plum blossom festival? Do you know the time?
Official ones in March, in February.
Yes. Does anybody know?
February 20 through March 31.
Yeah. So February 20 through March 31st. So half of February and all of March is considered the Plum Blossom Beauty Festival when it. Most nice.
From February 20th to March 1st.
Right, March 31st or 30th? 31st, I think the end of March.
Oh, March
31st. 31st, good. Okay, good. Let's pass to you and ask the same question. What can you tell me about Japanese gardens?
Japanese garden is a landscape garden mainly composed of rocks, ponds, trees, and other natural objects. They are characterized by harmony, living in harmony with nature, whereas Western gardens are characterized by conquest of nature. And they are designed as they appear in nature. And the Japanese gardens are unbalanced, but they try to reproduce Japanese landscape and in miniature. The three most famous gardens in Japan are Korakuen in Okayama, and Kaidakuen in Mito, and Kendokuen in Kanazawa.
Okay, where is Okayama?
Okayama Prefecture is the western part of Japan. Okay. Western part of mainland in Japan.
Okay. And how do I go there?
You can take our Shinkansen bullet train from Tokyo. It takes about 4 hours or 5 hours. 4 hours? No. Three?
About three, right?
Three?
I think it's next after Shinkobe.
Right.
Is it? Yeah, it's right after next after Shinkobe is Okayama. So Shinkobe is about 3 hours or so. Yeah, about 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 hours.
I think 5 hours you end up in Yamaguchi or someplace. Yes. Okay. Good. Okay, so also know about this, where they're located. Okay, same question. What can you tell me about Japanese gardens?
Japanese gardens try to create natural scene, and there are three types in Japanese gardens: hill gardens, rock gardens, straw gardens. And hill gardens, outstanding feature is a hill, tastefully arranged with a pond and other elements, whose typical example is that of Tenryuji temple. And rock gardens, mainly composed of rocks and sand. The rocks represent mountains or islands, while the sand represents water. The typical example is that of Ryoanji temple. Straw gardens, which are usually quite large and have a pond in the central area, so encircled by a path or several paths. The typical examples are three daimyo gardens: Kaidakuen in Mito, Kendokuen in Kanazawa, and Korakuen in Okayama. In Tokyo, we have Rikugien near Sugamo Station, near Tokyo Dome.
Okay, good. All right, fine. Tell me, how do I go to Mito, to Kairakuen? Do you know?
It's in Ibaraki Prefecture. Mm-hmm. From Tokyo, that's a Joban Line. Tokyo Station to Joban Line and get off at Mito.
Okay, right. Ueno.
Ueno.
I think Tokyo doesn't have Joban, but Ueno has the Joban. Do you know how long it might take?
It might take 1 hour or so.
Yeah, I think the Super Express is about an hour and 15 minutes, and then the local train up to about 2 hours. So,
okay.
Yeah, good. Okay. She mentioned a lot of things I'll probably ask about, but let me just ask you. Can I go back to your answer? Sorry. You mentioned something about as they appear in nature. Could that grammar sounded a little funny.
Actually, I added...
It's okay, but something about... Yeah, I wanted you to say that. Where is that again?
Oh, I didn't write it.
Oh, you didn't write it. It just came off the top of your head.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So don't say it. You probably don't need it. And it just, the grammar did as they appear in nature. So anyway, it's complicated. So probably what you wrote there is probably okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
Good. All right. I'll go back. And tell me then about Japanese gardens.
Japanese garden is a landscape and typically composed of rocks and trees and ponds and other natural objects. They are artificially created a copy of natural scenery.
Okay.
Miniature of natural scenery. And garden design has been developed with Japanese culture, and design has been recognized as an important Japanese art. And the three most famous gardens in Japan are Kendokuen in Kanazawa City, Korakuen in Okayama City, and Kairakuen in Mito City.
Right, okay, good. How do I go to Kendokuen?
Kendokuen are from Tokyo, the flight from Haneda to the Komatsu Airport, it takes about 1 hour, and then 40 minutes bus ride from Komatsu Airport to Kanazawa City, and it can be reached within 50 minutes by bus from the Kanazawa Station.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, probably Komatsu Airport is the fastest way. I think there's trains through Nagano or trains maybe from Nagoya go up, but yeah, they would take quite a while, so the airplane is actually faster. Good. Very good. And then it isn't real close. Komatsu is about 50, you say 40 minutes? Bus ride, 50 minutes?
And less than 1 hour, as long as I know.
The bus ride.
Bus ride, 40 minutes.
40 minutes, yeah, because it's not right there. It takes about 40 minutes. Good. I'll just ask you a different form of the question. I think your answer will be the same. But what is Nihon Teien?
Oh, Nihon Teien. Nihon Teien is a Japanese-style garden. And this is a landscape garden composed of rocks, trees, ponds, and other natural objects, placing importance in the natural view. It is a little bit different from the Western-style gardens, which place importance on the geometrical forms and patterns. In Japanese garden, rocks are likened to mountains, while sand is likened to the sea or the river. Therefore, people can enjoy the mountains and the hills while they are walking in the garden or looking out from the inside of the house. There are many such gardens open for people in Tokyo. For example, Rikugen in Bunkyo Ward, Korakuen in also in Bunkyo Ward, and Kiyosumi Teien in Koto Ward, and also if you can go to other cities like Kyoto and Kanazawa, you have many, many such gardens, mainly in the temples.
Okay, good. All right. What is the one in Korakuen? Do you know the name?
Koishikawa Korakuen.
Koishikawa.
Correct name.
Yeah, yeah. Koishikawa Korakuen. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Korakuen, I think, is that the baseball stadium or the or what is it? The amusement park?
Yeah.
So Koishikawa Korakuen. Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Yes, once.
Once. Yeah. Oh, how do I go there? Do you know?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Okay. It's too close to my parents' house, so I can walk.
Oh, okay.
When you go to, you go over there from Tokyo Station, maybe you take a JR, JR Chuo Line, and then change at the Los Angeles Station to the Seoul Line. So it takes only 10 hours, 10 minutes as a total. And then it's only 5 to 10 minutes on foot.
From which station?
From Suidobashi.
Suidobashi, right. Yeah, no, Suidobashi, I think other people say Iidabashi. Yeah. And what is it, Oedo Line? Iidabashi Station on Oedo. It's very close also.
Yes.
Right, good. Okay, good. Let's ask you all this. Everyone asks this one. Tell me about Japanese gardens.
Japanese gardens express the appearance of nature using rocks, ponds, trees, and other natural things. There are three main types of Japanese gardens. One is a rock garden, which is composed of rocks and sand. Rocks represent mountains or islands, and the sand represents water. Another is a stone garden, which is composed of rocks, ponds, hills, trees, and paths. People can take a walk and look around in this type of garden. And the other is the tea garden, which is built for holding a tea ceremony. There is usually a tea house and a stone worship basin and a stone lantern and stepping stones leading to a tea house.
Okay, good. What is a good example of a stroll garden?
There are three most famous landscape gardens in Japan. One is Kaibakuen in Mito, Ibaraki Prefecture,
mm-hmm.
and one is Kengakuen in Ishikawa Prefecture, and the last one is Korakuen in Okayama Prefecture.
Oh. Good. All right. Yeah, the three main, what is it, scenic gardens or stroll gardens. I don't know, stroll always sounds funny. I like to say strolling gardens.
Strolling gardens.
Yeah, and there's several of you mentioned there's three kinds or four kinds, and then you have, what is it, rock garden, strolling, rock, and then some have said what?
Hill.
Hill. And then
tea
garden. So I've looked and read about this, and you know, it's, I think there are maybe five kinds, but some of these gardens incorporate different things. So like Kaidakuen, Kodakuen, they have their strolling gardens, but they also have hills, and then some of them might have a tea garden within the garden. So if you say three or four different styles, it's usually okay. So I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with strolling gardens? Are the main ones? Ryowanji, I think you know. Where is an example of a hill garden? Do you know?
Tenjuji.
Yeah, she mentioned Tenjuji. There's another one that's also.
Moss garden.
Yeah.
The Saihoji is famous for its hill gardens, and it is located in northwestern Kyoto.
Right, and it's what the Saihoji is the name of the temple, and the garden there is regularly referred to as what, the moss garden? Yeah. So that's a good example. I think to go there now, you have to have a reservation, and it's expensive, like 3,000 yen or something. Somebody was telling me, I know you need a reservation, but it's also expensive.
Okay, so Saihoji. I don't know really a famous tea garden. They usually maybe a tea house near the garden inside something like, what is it? Tamarikyu has a tea house, so I don't know. You know, some are just a little part with the tea house and the little garden. Okay, but these are basically the three kinds. And you mentioned, she was mentioning four kinds. You mentioned them in Japanese, right? Hello? She's looking at her. You mentioned four kinds of gardens and you mentioned them in Japanese. You said four kinds.
I think I said three.
Did you say three? What did you read from the book? Do you remember?
Tsukiyama.
Okay.
And
Tsukiyama
tea
is
house.
The hill one, right? Tsukiyama, what?
And tea house.
Okay.
Garden and Karesansi.
Karesansi, okay. What's this one?
Kayushiki.
Kayushiki, right?
It's very spacious garden.
Yeah, Kayushiki is like wandering around. Sample gardens,
yeah.
Right? You can see sample gardens, really. So walking around gardens, strolling gardens.
Is
okay.
A flat garden different from those gardens?
Flat garden, and which, what, do you have an example?
Hiraniwa.
Hiraniwa? Well, see, there's probably them again. Yeah, see, this was, I mean, when I started reading, there's all kinds of different, Hiraniwa is like a flat, you want to call it flat garden, but yeah, there's a lot of techniques into one garden. So probably large gardens like Hodakuen have flat areas too, right? So they incorporate, they add or have several of these features, maybe hills and flat, they have this... Hill is also like a, Tsukiyama is like a mountain one. And then the hill is on a slope, so that's also, again, not very clear. But I think if you mention these and give an example that's correct, I think it will work. Because Tsukiyama is like a mound. Do you know the word mound? It's M-O-U-N-D. It's like a little slight hill. So that's what they all said, that Tsukiyama is something like a little slight hill. And then I think the Saihoji Hill Garden is actually on a slope, what we call, isn't it kind of on a slope?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole garden, the Kokidera, the mosque garden, is on a slope, where Tsukiyama is like a sticking up hill or a mound. So again, there's different techniques and... It's very kind of complicated to put it all together. But if you know some of these in examples, then that would work. Okay. I'm not sure who's turn it may be. I just want to ask you something, if you can answer it. I know we talked about the three most famous gardens in Japan. What are the three most famous scenic spots in Japan?
Miyajima.
Okay.
Amano Hashirate and Matsushima.
Good. Can you tell me where they're located?
Miyajima located in
Is located.
Miyajima is located in Hiroshima. Amano Hashirate is located in Kyoto. And Matsushima is located in Sendai.
Right. Well, yeah, Miyagi Prefecture, near Sendai. Yeah, it's not in the city, but yeah, it's fairly close. Right. Good. Okay, so those are the three most famous scenic spots. And a lot of people refer, especially Japanese, refer to Itsukushima Jinja in Hiroshima. But technically, I know foreign people really are all familiar with Miyajima. Yeah, if you say Tsukushima Jinja, they don't know where that is. If you say Miyajima, oh, I know. They all know the Torii Gate there. Yeah. Okay.
I think Miyajima is a kind of a Kansho-style garden.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What is that? That's another kind, Kansho as well. Viewing garden?
Hallway.
Appreciating garden or viewing
garden?
No,
different
kind. Not garden.
Oh, not garden. Oh.
But in a hallway, we can go around.
Oh, you can walk around. Hallway?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Anyway, we talked about these. Now there's question two, which have taken a long time. But the question two is, I want to visit a traditional Japanese garden. So where would you recommend? or which one would you recommend I visit?
If you are in Kyoto, how about the Shugakuin Imperial Villa? It is Tsukiyama Garden, one of the typical Tsukiyama Garden, building up piles of earth to represent the mountains, with the addition of streams and ponds representing rivers and lakes. This develops into the grand style of garden known as the Tsukiyama go-around style.
Tsukiyama what? Go around? Strolling?
So you can go walk around the garden, and from various spots you can appreciate the garden.
Right, okay. So just strolling is probably okay. So to go around, stroll. That's what strolling means, I think. Walking around. Yeah? Is that okay? Is it different?
I think so. Strolling around the garden.
Yeah, that's probably strolling around garden. Good, all right. Shugakuin Bikkyu is also famous for something else. If you don't know now, we'll get to the question later, okay? Good.
Lani.
Huh?
For
Lani. No, okay, never mind. I'll save my surprise questions for later. Oh, she knows. See, shake. It's famous for shake. Why? Just question, what is it? 7? No, 8. Shake. And Tsukiyama, what is it? Shugakuin Rikyu, the Shugakuin, I don't know, was it Rikyu? Is attached to villa or something? Shugakuin Rikyu is famous for shake because of what?
Because of what?
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
The surrounding the landscape of the mountain Hiesa is incorporated with the design of the Shugakuin Rikyu.
Yeah, so is it Hiesan, Mount Hie?
Mount Hie.
Yeah, is part of the landscape or the whole picture, the whole garden. It includes Mount Hie in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's why Shugakuin Rikyu is an example for a number 8. Okay, we'll get to that later. But anyway, tell me about which garden do you recommend I visit?
If you are traveling in Tokyo, I would like you to recommend. I would like to recommend Koishikawa Gorakuen in Iidawashi. It was built in the early Edo period, and it is one of the most beautiful and beautiful gardens in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. It tries to reproduce the scenery, Japanese scenery, in miniature. They are very attractive throughout the year. But
it is
attractive throughout the year, but particularly so when the autumn colors appear, and when cherry trees are full bloom.
Right. Good. Yeah. Koishikawa Gorakuen is really nice in spring with the cherry blossoms and fall with the leaves. Good. All right. And where is your choice? If you want to recommend a garden, where would you recommend?
I really don't go out types.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, no, but think of which garden?
Shinjuku Gyoen.
Okay, tell me about Shinjuku Gyoen.
Shinjuku Gyoen is located heart of Tokyo. In Shinjuku.
Uh-huh. In the heart of Tokyo.
In the heart of Tokyo.
Okay.
And very conveniently located. You can go out with friends and walking around. It's a very nice walking ground. Very peaceful scenery and everything. You can appreciate seasonal flowers. In the early summer, you can see daffodils plum trees blooming, and
what season? In
early spring.
Oh, early spring. Okay.
And cherry blossom season after that. And summertime, maybe, what can you enjoy? Summertime is strong Tokyo sun.
Yeah.
Basking. Strong sun and walk around, sweaty. enjoy maybe a beer.
Okay.
drinking beer.
Okay.
In the shade with his friends.
Okay.
It's a nice recreational ground.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Shinjuku is actually, isn't it? Because compare like Koishikawa, Koraku, and it's very compact and you walk around, but there's really no space to sit. But Shinjuku Gyoen for the middle of the city is a very spacious area. It's very, very popular for cherry blossom viewing. Has anybody been there for cherry blossoms? Oh, you have? Nobody? I usually go there with friends because it's close and it's just huge. It's very flat. Maybe that's your Hira style garden, I don't know. But it is, it's open field. It's kind of like Yoyogi Park or near Meiji Jingu, that's also a very large area. But it has lots and lots of cherry blossoms, so it's really terrific. So it's a nice place, and it's convenient. Mm-hmm. And it has a little Japanese style, and good. Where do you recommend for a garden?
I recommend Hamarikyu Garden. It's located in the Shiodome district. Next to Shiodome district, mm-hmm. and it's along the Tokyo Bay. The park features the handwrites of the trees and flowers. And
okay. The park features?
The features handwrites.
Hundreds, okay.
Hundreds of trees and flowers blooming in different seasons, and bridges and ponds creates a very beautiful scenery. I recommend to go there by cruising boat. It's accessible from Asakusa mm-hmm. to the Hamarikyu Garden.
Right, they have that. Is it water boat? Or?
Water boat, yeah. Cruising
water boat. Water boat or excursion boat or something. It's almost like a water bus, right?
Water bus, yeah.
Yeah, usually I do that with people. I go to Asakusa, then I go to Hamarikyu on the boat. It's kind of fun. Good. What is also special about the ponds at Hamarikyu?
Ocean water's coming in.
Yeah, she's ocean water, isn't it? The
Shoiri no Ike?
Yeah. Yes. I heard it goes up and down with the tide, but then someone said it really doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. In the old days, it used to go up and down. I have never bothered to watch, but someone said it doesn't go up and down like it used to be, but... Mm-hmm. Technically, when they designed it, that it would go up, the seawater would come up and down, so the pond would be deeper, shallower.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What garden do you recommend people visit?
If you are traveling in Tokyo, I would recommend Rikugien in Bunkyo,
okay.
Which is only 30 minutes from Tokyo Station and close to Komagome JR Station in Yamanote Line. It is very spacious and include all elements of Japanese garden,
okay.
Such as rocks,
mm-hmm.
man-made rock hills, ponds and islands, and a small stream, and some tea houses.
Mm-hmm.
It is also famous for the weeping cherry in the in spring, or especially good at night when lit up. And also, it is famous. It is also the garden's symbol flower is azalea.
Can you say that again? Also,
the. Symbol flower
okay.
of the garden mm-hmm. is azalea,
hmm.
Which is in spring,
hmm.
and the entrance fee is only 300 yen.
Okay, good. Right. All right. And I think there is what when you think of Rikugi End, what season then do you think is the most enjoyable or popular?
I think it's April or April.
Right, to see what the cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom, weeping cherry blossom.
Yeah. Has anybody been there, or do you ever go to Kumagome Station?
Yeah, no? Kumagome Station. Oh yeah, Kumagome. It's between Kumagome Station and Funawa, but
right.
Kumagome is closer.
Right, and if you take the Yamanote Sen and you stop at Kumagome, what is the music they play to tell you the train is leaving?
Oh.
They play Sakura, Sakura.
That's
right. Some of the stations have different music, right? There's a long, you know, Ebisu has the Ebisu beer commercial song, right? And Kumagome has Sakura, Sakura.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably because of the Rikugi and is nearby. The famous, I guess, weeping cherry tree.
Yes.
Right? Good. Okay, thank you. What's your recommendation for a garden?
In Tokyo, I would recommend two spots.
Mm-hmm.
One is Hamarikyu. It is located near Front's Kishi Market. And it was built in the Edo period for the residents of Tokugawa clan. In this garden, there is a pond called Shioiri no Ike. Means in a pond in coming tide.
I don't know how to use it. A pond that comes and goes, a pond that comes and goes with the tide.
Comes and goes with the tide.
Okay.
This pond remains seawater, and according to a seawater gate opens and it goes to regulate the water level.
Mm.
And also in this garden there is a 300-year pine tree.
Okay.
It's very famous attraction of this garden.
Mm.
And I would recommend Hotelu New Otani, which is located in Akasaka, the center of Tokyo. It has a very large traditional Japanese garden, and its history is over 400 years. You can eat and have a tea while you are enjoy the view of this garden.
Okay, good. All right. Are you going to recommend Yuanji? Because I want people to practice Ryoanji, because people have a problem with the 14 and the 15 rocks. I think you all know in your mind the story or the idea, but people have trouble explaining this. So can you tell me about the rock garden at Ryoanji?
Yes. And rock garden in Ryoanji has 15 rocks, with 15 rocks in the sand. Like, according to the legend, you can see only 14 stones, and no matter where you are, if you reach enlightenment, you can see all the 15 rocks.
Right, okay, sure. What style of garden is the Ryoanji Temple garden?
The garden of Ryoanji Temple is a rock garden with 15 rocks and sand.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, people have trouble saying that. Now, you can see only 15 rocks from anywhere, from any angle, and from any place. And you might want to, if you want to, you don't need to, but you might want to say from anywhere along the veranda. Okay, and that's maybe just the easy way to say. So you can see there are 15 rocks, but you can only see 14
or you can only see 14 from anywhere along the veranda. Or there, what gets complicated is from no matter where you see the garden. Okay. So no matter where you see, you can only see 14 rocks. Okay, so these are just phrases you might want to use. So no matter where you see the garden, you can only see 14 rocks. And this is the one that people get the most confused on. The other one is also just simple. It's from, you know, there are 15 rocks, but from, you know, any angle along the veranda, you can only see 14. Okay, was that the garden you were going to choose? No. Where were you going to talk about?
Amarikya Garden.
Oh, okay, we've heard that about four times, so. Do you have anything you want me to check in your answer?
About garden?
Well, about Hamadikyu, because I'll just... nothing? Okay, good. Let's just ask you the same question about Dewanji. Tell me about the garden at Dewanji Temple. Dewanji... No, Dewanji Temple. Dewan Temple is... Everyone said Dewanji Temple, right? But Chi means the temple. It's like Mount Fujiyama. So tell me about the garden at Dewanji.
Dewanji is a Zen-influenced Japanese-style rock garden. Unique style of garden developed in the Muromachi era. Employ rocks and white sand to create abstract representation of nature. This style of garden is called Karesansi. And 15 rocks are located. And the heart of the Karesansi garden is its combination of rocks called Ishigumi. People try hard to find exactly represent the sometimes pole, sheep, or mountain.
That last sentence sounds funny. People sometimes try to... The main thing you're missing is there's 15 rocks, but you can only see 14 from any place you look. Okay, that's the thing, is there's 15 main rocks, but you... No matter where you sit, or where you view, you can only see 14. And the Ishigumi is what? A combination of rocks and 7, 5, and 3? Right? There's three groups. There's three groups of rocks. One has 7 rocks, one has 5, one has 3. Is that correct? Yeah, and that makes up the 15, but you can only see 14 big rocks at the same time.
And Dewanji is 300 square meters.
Square meters, the garden or the temple?
Garden.
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 Square meters, okay. Okay, all right, so practice that. I know you have a good book that tells you, but also, you know, rely on what... Can you memorize that?
I wonder how often they rake the sand.
Oh.
And when?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they rake it quite frequently because there's few leaves and things fall. Mm-hmm. Right? There are a few trees and there's some bamboo, which is very, we say, dirty, right? Because lots of leaves fall. So I'm sure they have to rake it. Okay, good. Can you tell me about Dewanji, the garden of Dewanji?
The Dewanji Temple in Kyoto is a famous rock garden.
It has a famous
rock garden, mainly composed, and it is composed of rocks and sand. There are actually 15 stones, but no matter where you see the garden, you can only see
the 14 stones. In the Buddhist world, it shows the incompleteness. That's all.
Okay, when can you see 15 stones?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
When?
When?
From the sky.
Okay, that's one. If you're a bird, yeah, if you're a bird, you can see. Where else? Does anybody know when you can see the 15 stones? Well, in your mind, when you reach enlightenment, they say, when you have enlightenment, you can see 15 stones, but 15 means completeness. So when you reach enlightenment, you can see, people say, when you reach enlightenment, you can see all 15, which is the completeness in Buddhism, whereas 14 is still incomplete. Did you know that?
When I visited to this temple, the monk said to me, if you reach the enlightenment, you can see all the rocks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. All right, so you knew that, right? Good, all right. You look like you're puzzled. Okay. Yeah, she was saying when she visited there, the monk explained to her that you can see 15 if you reach enlightenment. Okay. All right, so we've talked about some of these gardens. There's two questions about bonsai, then they go back to the difference between Japanese and Western gardens. We could talk about the bonsai, I guess. Want to answer what is bonsai? And they use a lot of... answer number three is okay, but they use a lot of difficult words in explaining this, and they're using words like dwarfed, pruning, miniaturization. You know, if you don't like these words and they're hard to pronounce, I'm sure you can say words like small. You know, bonsai are small trees in pots. You know, if you like miniature trees. They have miniaturization in answer number four, but miniature is also fine. They're miniature trees in pots, in shallow pots. So miniature is easier to say, I believe. Small trees is fine. So just make this very simple. They use the word aesthetic here, I think, in both answers. This is a hard word for you to say. It's not a very common word to describe something. So if you just say simple adjectives like, you know, beautiful, pretty, cute, you know, just something, if you want to describe them in very easy English, it works better than this aesthetic shapes, beautiful shapes, pretty shapes, cute shapes, lovely shapes. Mm-hmm. You know, so aesthetic is very hard for people to say. Okay, so anyway, these are just some examples I've given you. Your answer is your choice, what you would like to say. Okay, can you tell me about bonsai?
Yes, bonsai is a potted tree which has been dwarfed.
Okay, that's fine.
Shaped by such methods as pruning and wiring in order to create particularly aesthetic shapes. Bonsai reflect the appearance of mighty trees growing in the wild. Within the confines of small pots, it's possible to recreate the majestic look of natural scenes. Exceptional examples of bonsai are the fruit of countless years of care and attention by skilled craftsmen. Yet, bonsai is also a pastime that anyone can embrace. Even people who don't have large gardens raise bonsai on shelves in front of their homes, chatting about their creations and sharing tips with their friends and neighbors.
Good. Okay. Do you like bonsai?
Not particularly.
Okay, well, you don't have to like. I just wonder. Some people like. I think they're cute. I don't have any. But I do. I think they're cute. But I think what she said is important. If you look at these trees, it's fascinating because they look like a real tree that's just been shrunk, that's been miniaturized. It's not like just a small plant, but they actually look like a baby tree. But it looks like a grown-up tree, but it's real tiny. And I think that's the technique. Yeah. Good. Okay. They use the word pruning. What is another word if you don't like that? There's a couple other words. Cutting or where do you take your dogs? Trimming. So trimming, pruning, cutting is fine. If you like the word pruning, it's no problem at all. Just to give you, you know, words you might be more familiar with. Okay. Well, what is bonsai?
Bonsai is the art of a tiny trees cultivated in a shallow pots or containers. They have been shaped as cutting and wiring so that they look their most beautiful.
Okay, they have been shaped by cutting and wiring?
By, as pruning, as cutting and, shaped by cutting and wiring so that they look their most beautiful. And even though they are very small, they have the appearance of their trees in nature.
Large trees.
Large trees. And cultivating bonsai is considered to be their artistic hobby in Japan.
Okay, good. And she said a good word, tiny. So small or tiny trees. Good. Do you like bonsai?
For me, I think it's very beautiful and very artistic hobby, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, bonsai. You're too young? Does anybody know what? I had a student, he was an older gentleman, and he did raise bonsai. And, you know, people say, oh, it's so hard. Okay, I go, what's so hard? You just put water, you leave it there, grows 1 year, you cut it. You don't trim it every day. If you pruned and cut every day, munakunacha, right? You end up with nothing in the pot, right? So you don't trim it very often, you don't wire it, right? I asked him, he said, and he told me, what is the hardest thing? Why? Yes, she said, what did she say?
Watering.
Because the pots are very shallow, they dry out, and trees need to be wet or they die. So he said you have to babysit them in water, especially in the summer. You can't just go on vacation for a week. They die because they need water all the time. So
covering the ground with moss.
Yeah, is one way to keep it moist. But basically watering and keeping the right amount of water and moisture is the hardest thing. The pruning and stuff you do once in a while. Pre-potting you do every couple years, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's his tip, was you have to be have enough time to make sure it's watered properly. Mm-hmm. Good. And what do you have? Do you have, I'll ask you, what is bonsai?
Bonsai is a potted plant and trees for aesthetic appreciation.
Aesthetic.
Huh?
Aesthetic. Yes, good.
Aesthetic. Appreciation. The pine trees are typical. But many other trees and plants are natural. The idea of this is very close to the to gardening of the Japanese garden, Japanese style garden, which is to produce the miniature of the nature and keep it by sight. To complete the bonsai, many years are required, needed, and extensive effort are required, ranging from cutting the root, the growing the roots, and trimming the branches, leaves, and so on, and water.
Right, so actually you do cut the roots.
Cut the roots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is, in Japan, bonsai are mainly for the aged and middle-aged. But some young people are interested in this.
Good. Okay, right, because that's another question. How do you grow it or how do they cultivate it? But repotting and cutting the roots and repotting are also important, right?
Yes.
You mentioned there, pine is probably the most popular, but other, what are other trees or that are also popular?
Maple, Japanese maple, and not cedar, but azalea.
Okay, right.
Oak tree. Mm-hmm. And also chrysanthemum.
Okay. Pause, yeah.
Yeah.
And what, cherry trees and plum trees?
Oh, cherry trees, yeah.
And plum trees. So you could add these, you know, popular trees are pine, but also cherry blossoms, plum trees, azaleas, chrysanthemums, and maples. Maples are really cute in the fall. They're just absolutely spectacular. I think they look so cute, like a little garden in a pot with the red leaves. Yeah. Okay, I'll ask you some questions. What is bonsai?
Bonsai is a potato tree, and it's one of the unique Japanese arts. The various techniques such as pruning and wiring are used to make a beautiful shape. Pine trees, plum trees, and maple trees are very popular for bonsai. Bonsai is particularly popular among the older people. They enjoy bonsai as their hobby. And bonsai does not need a large space, so even if people doesn't have a large garden, they can enjoy bonsai.
Okay, even if people don't?
even if people don't have a large garden, they can enjoy bonsai.
Okay, and can you tell me, is a bonsai is a potted tree?
Potted tree?
Yeah, maybe tiny, potted, tiny tree?
Potted tiny tree.
Yeah, just because potted tree, right, a little different than,
yes.
So potted tiny tree would be
potted
good.
Tiny tree.
And where is some places, where is a place I can see bonsai?
If you go to garden center.
I'm laughing, but that's true because that's what I suggested. Go to a, you know, Honda Joyful or Shimachi Gardening Center. They do have little bonsai for sale. I mean, they're not spectacular, but they are bonsai. Okay, so Gardening Center, really, you know, that's one of the suggestions. You can go there and see. And so, anybody have a more traditional place?
Shrines.
Okay, sometimes shrines have. Is anybody from Omiya?
Omiya Bonsai Village.
Yeah, Omiya
Bonsai.
Nursery. Yeah, I think you remember. Yeah, she's. Do you want to say?
If I remember correctly, it is located in Omiya. Near Omiya, it's called Omiya Bonsai Village.
Yeah, that's. I think in Japanese, I think it's a bonsai cho. Yeah, I thought it was Bonsai Mura, like they say, village, but someone said, oh, I'm from Omiya, it's Bonsai Cho. And I thought, okay.
I remember there's another one in Koiwa.
Yes, there's something in Koiwa, too. It's I forget what that is.
It's a museum.
Yeah. Bonsai Museum. Yeah.
Shunkai. And literally means spring and fragrance park.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, it's in Koiwa, right? It's like a museum. Yeah, and then the Bonsai Cho, which is in Omiya. It's, I think, near Omiya Koen. There's a station called Omiya Koen on some Tobu something line. Anyway, there's a few farmers that have bonsai, and they grow it, and they also have for sale. And I've heard that they've made it, it's because the land is expensive, they make more money selling the land and building mansions. So I heard that some of the farmers gave up. But you can also, you can see. If you look on the internet, there's a, it's opened a few days a week. You can go see. Okay. What we'll do, I guess it's about an hour, we'll stop here. I'll continue with question four, and then I'll go back. Question five is interesting, and then we still have more. The last few questions about the pottery don't take much, very long, so I probably have other questions. So we'll take a break now, and then we'll talk, we'll do question four next. Okay?